million.
Aerosmith announced their rescheduled tour dates with the Black Crowes.
Yeah, it's their farewell tour.
Another one of those?
Another one of those, exactly. Every time I talk about the farewell tours of a lot of these bands, I'm just like, for now, it is their farewell tour.
Right.
By the way, if you want to see Aerosmith, any place close, October this year is your month. October, they will be in Atlanta, Knoxville, and Nashville. So
that's as close as they're getting, huh?
That's as close as so far. Again, they could add dates and extend this and make it a very long farewell tour. Right, Kiss? Right.
Right, Elton John?
Right, Elton John? Right, Eagles?
And finally, the Philadelphia Eagles will play the Green Bay Packers in the NFL's first ever regular season game in Brazil.
Why?
Wow.
That's a long way to go to play a ball game.
Well, I don't know. They play baseball in Japan.
But yeah, I'm not sure.
Major League Baseball.
I'm not so sure that that's... Look, the baseball season opened, and nobody really noticed the games are being played at 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And even the most dedicated baseball fans are not going to wake up at 5. I really don't get it.
In Brazil, it's going to be a completely opposite season.
Yeah, the NFL also does games in London, I think.
Yeah,
they do this.
Yeah.
So does baseball. The Cubs and Cardinals, I think, are playing in London this year. We have David on the line at 7 o'clock.
Yes, I act.
What?
You there?
You went away.
We lost you, David.
Days ago.
Yeah, there you go. You cut out for the majority of that. We have no idea what you just said.
Start again.
We're still not picking you up, David.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Now we can.
Just not during the important stuff.
Yeah. So, start again.
Yeah, I checked on tickets for Aerosmith and Black Crowes in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm talking not even main floor. Mezzanine tickets are $2,000.
Good God!
No. I'm sorry. I don't want to see anybody that bad.
It's just stupid expensive.
$2,000 for a mezzanine ticket?
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't try the Eagles either. I mean, I love the Eagles, but the ticket prices.
That's nuts.
I had tickets to see the Eagles in Phoenix like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I got them direct from Ticketmaster, and mezzanine tickets for them were about $800 a piece.
Right.
Yep. Wow.
So.
Yep. It's a great show, but I don't think anything's that worth it. Oh, jeez.
No.
I'm glad I saw the Eagles for $10. It was the best concert I ever attended. I can't imagine another one being better.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago, friends.
I've seen them four times, or five times.
So, but believe it or not, Aerosmith is better now than when I saw them back in the 70s because they were so, you know, obviously wasted.
Yep.
In the 70s that they were horrible live in concert, and they're actually very good now.
Yeah, they're sober.
Yeah
exactly. Exactly.
So, David, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
$800 for mezzanine?
Yeah, right?
4 minutes after 7 o'clock, Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, too long and undiscovered goldmine of great furniture selection and incredible savings at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Staffed by Stella Beard, who has been there for some time. She knows the inventory, so if you're looking for a specific piece, let her know. In fact, call ahead. She'll line them up for you in the price range in which you're shopping. She has teamed up with Leslie Woolfolk, who has decorating experience and can help you create a theme or a certain look for a room or your entire home using that incredible inventory. With 60,000 square feet, they not only have their own weather there, it's just a very functional warehouse. They can display everything. If you'd like, I call it a trailer for what you'll see at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Visit shopkaiser.com. Take a look there and know this, that everything is marked 50% off the top ticket price. If you spend more than a grand, you have the option of a 0% Synchrony Bank luxury account. And you'll pay less in sales tax. It's 8.25% there instead of 10%. So you save, you have the best selection in town, two of the best people in the business to help you find it. So shop wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, and again at shopkaiserkyser.com. Back to the traffic dungeon, SRN News coming up in two.
Well, we have one little problem this morning. If you're coming into Montgomery on I-85 southbound, just past the shorter exit, we have a minor accident there. not causing really much of a problem at the moment, but please be aware of it. In Montgomery, light to moderate traffic. We're building a bit on the interstates, on the boulevards, and, of course, on our feeder roads into Montgomery, like Troy Highway, Wetumpka Highway, Highway 31 out of Prattville, but no major problems there. Buckle up. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe 3-piece bands or 4-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
April 11th is 8-Track Tape Day. Yes, the 8-Track Tape, the pioneer of mobile music. Indeed, you wouldn't have iPods or... Indeed, you wouldn't have iPods or other MP3 players if it wasn't for the 8-track tape. So, celebrate this technological marvel today.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason.
Bite me!
The communist China threat will top the agenda when President Biden sits down today with the leaders of Japan and the Philippines. Milkshakes all around and some chicken as well. Former President Trump's gift to a large crowd gathered around him at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. It was a warm welcome yesterday for Mr. Trump in the predominantly black neighborhood. The former president says the latest government report on inflation is troubling. He says it's the fruit of Bidenomics. President Biden, though, says it shows that inflation is coming under control. A House committee hears from FBI Director Christopher Wray later today. That hearing will focus on national security threats. There's a manhunt in Washington, D.C. Police are searching for the gunman who opened fire on a crowd of people last evening. One person was killed, 5 injured. Several people injured, 5 suspects under arrest in Philadelphia following a mass shooting there. Dow futures down 133. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
What? 6 o'clock already?
Yeah, man.
When I wake up
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you.
6 a.m. and already the boy ain't right.
Early in the morning.
Good morning, shower.
Good morning, Dilbert.
And when I wake up in the morning.
O600. What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early. Speaking of early.
Now I gotta get up early in the morning.
It's morning. Time to start a new day.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Pee Wee.
Good morning, Miss Avon.
Wake up, stop dreaming.
Wake up, you only gotta get out of here.
The sun is in the sky.
Those bumpers are still in bed. I'm
gonna woke up, fell out of bed.
Good morning.
Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up.
Ha! Hey, welcome back. It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Time for hard news brought to you by Penny and Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
Announcement.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Our friend David Blackman, the blogger who will join us this afternoon between 4 and 5 for a second cup of the Idiocracy, no doubt will once again discuss Sheila Jackson Lee. Remember yesterday, she announced to an eclipse-watching crowd.
The moon. Yeah.
Yeah, was... Well, to quote, sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity to come out and see a full moon that is a complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is, how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that?
God.
But it gets worse. It gets dumber, if possible. The sun is a mighty powerful heat. It is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable. This is a woman who...
Unless you go at night.
Oh, yeah. There's always that option. That's the second eclipse we had on Monday. Yeah. Darkness. David goes on to say she supposedly earned, quote-unquote, a law degree at Yale University, which he says tells us all we need to know about the real value of an Ivy League education. Huh. And he knows this woman, and he says, I've had many dealings with Ms. Jackson Lee over the last 20 years or so of my career in government affairs and lived in her Houston congressional district for 10. Pretty much every interaction I had with her involved a moment every bit as brain-dead stupid as this one. She's an irredeemably stupid, hopelessly ignorant individual. She just is. Anyone who's ever dealt with her and is being honest about it will tell you exactly the same thing. Dumb as a stump. Frankly, that's an insult to stumps everywhere. And then, for good measure, I don't know that there's audio with this, but supposedly...
In case you missed it, a few days ago, Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee gave a speech where she claimed the moon was made of gas, which makes it habitable for humans.
Sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle. Which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat. It is almost impossible to go near the sun.
Yeah. Who knows what the hell she's talking about, but she must have been on some good stuff because, as you can see here, she had serious issues with figuring out her eclipse glasses.
That's hysterical.
What an idiot.
Yeah, and the people that are there in attendance are just laughing hysterically, but she'll get reelected, don't worry. Just unreal. I am posting this video. You need to watch it. It'll give you a chuckle. That was brought to you by Pennier and Concrete Technologies, Tom Latham and team, with years of experience producing first-class results, all of which, by the way, are available on their Facebook page. From simple projects, by simple meaning compared to rebuilding a high school football stadium, which they're doing in Prattville, patios, stamped concrete, walkways, driveways, you name it. They take every project seriously. Tom Latham, he's an artist, and he does not want to sign his name to a project that is going to develop cracks. So they test the soil, because it is so sandy here in Alabama, the length and width of any pour they're going to do to make sure it's properly reinforced. And the outcomes are spectacular. And you also can get some educational videos on that, you know, the art of pouring concrete just by going to their Facebook page. If you want an estimate or you want to talk ideas, Tom is incredibly creative. Call 284-9292. That's 284-9292. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. And even if you don't need a concrete project done, their Facebook page is fascinating.
Can I put in a quick plug for the Montgomery Humane Society? They're doing an adopt-a-thon today, and they've they're overstocked with a bunch of pets that have come in. And today, you can, and this is National Pet Day, by the way, you can get an adult dog for $25, puppies are $50, and cats and kittens are $10. They open at 10:30. They're on John Overton Drive, the Montgomery Humane Society.
All righty. We should mention that again before we're done this morning, too. It's 7:16. Random Facts is just a few minutes away.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Well, the big storm has departed our area. It's going to be assaulting the East Coast today after just its trek through the Gulf South, which was unbelievable. Some of you probably heard some of the reports around our neighboring states here. But today, we have a wind advisory in effect. Even though it's not windy right now, winds will be gusting as high as 30 miles per hour later. Temperatures will hover about where they are all day. We're in the mid-60s at the moment. Isolated, widely scattered showers possible. Can't be ruled out, but the chances are small. Otherwise, mostly cloudy through tonight. Cooler tonight, low 50. Great weekend forecast. Oh, my gosh. Abundant sunshine Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and beyond. With 73 Friday, teasing 80 Saturday, 83 Sunday, mid-80s Monday. Great weather for Biscuits baseball, too. They're going to play two on Saturday, starting at 4. And an extended string of storm-free dry days. I don't see anything that worries me in the next 10 days. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies and 66. It's 7:17.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body have been in the business for over 4 decades. And in that business, if you're doing it for that long, you got to be doing it right. I've seen so many come and go over the years, but at Montgomery Paint and Body, they do it right. They don't take any shortcuts, and it's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business, but that's not the way they fly at Montgomery Paint and Body. In fact, that's why Donnie Turner started the business over 4 decades. Take it from me, a frequent flyer that has been going there for over 35 years with various vehicles. It's their attention to detail that is absolutely amazing. They hope you don't need them today. They really honestly hope that you don't need them today, but they're standing by ready to help you when you do. And their phone number is easy to remember. You can get flustered, of course, when you're in a mishap on the highway, let's say. 27-WRECK with the W is their phone number. In fact, call them first and give them an idea of what's going on with your situation so they'll be ready for your visit when you go to see them off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. And tell your insurance agent that you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body. And by the way, they will be an advocate for you with the insurance company on what really needs to be fixed. Because sometimes, they could take... The insurance company could take a few shortcuts, but the Turners will act as an advocate for you. 27-WRECK with the W from Montgomery Paint and Body. The folks that will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
It is 7:19, and we have Paul on the phone. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Rich.
Hey.
Jay.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I include myself with y'all when I say we. Talk about different concerts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back when Skinner had their accident,
yep.
They was coming to Atlanta, and me and my brothers and several cousins had bought tickets. Oh, the wind blowing, it ain't messing up my mic, is I'm sorry, I'm outside. But needless to say, they had to crash, and we didn't get to go either. But one of my favorite songs that Leonard Skinner had did that never got much notoriety was Curtis Slow.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean... They really showed their talent with that music right there to me.
Mm-hmm.
But there was many more that made it big time. So I just wanted to throw that in there while we were on the subject of concerts.
I was so lucky in college. I was in Hattiesburg, but I drove to New Orleans and saw Jay Giles' band, ZZ Top, and Lynyrd Skynyrd. And, of course, that was...
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, and that was way before the accident. Well, I say way before. It was 2 years before the accident. So, anyway.
Years, yeah.
Well, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
I'm back to the FM, guys.
All right.
All righty. See you. We have your local news and then part one of Random Facts. As always, it will be followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery Public Schools announced Wednesday they have named Dr. Gregory King as their new chief academic officer. Dr. King comes to MPS from the University of Washington in Seattle. Dr. King will begin his new role in Montgomery on June 1st. Deputy Chief John Hall has been named acting Montgomery Police Chief while Daryl Albert is on administrative leave. Mayor Stephen Reed's office confirmed the move Wednesday. John Hall has been with the Montgomery Police Department since 2002, most recently as Chief of Investigations. An Irondale man is facing federal charges that he detonated an explosive device outside the office of the Alabama Attorney General. 26-year-old Kyle Douglas Calvert was arrested Wednesday on charges of malicious use of an explosive. The device was detonated in the early morning hours of February 24th in downtown Montgomery. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to another day at the Masters. With golf terms like ace, birdie, eagle, bogey, bacall, zinger, whamalamadingdong, and of course the boom shakalaka. The Masters continues on CBS.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
That's kind of scary, you believe me.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hello and welcome to the YouTube series How to Pronounce Things in French. Today we are looking at the new Joker movie. The title is pronounced Joker Folie à Deux. Now more slowly, Joker Folie à Deux. If that is too difficult for Americans, simply say Joker 2, the one with the Lady Gaga. Okay, so now you know how to pronounce Joker Folie à Deux. Be sure to say that to your friends so they can laugh at you and call you a Frenchy Frog. Up next, how to pronounce Yoplait Yogurt. Au revoir.
And now...
Hey, Rich, do you know what's next?
Oui, oui.
It's...
Random. Random facts.
That's French, too.
Nice. Or Nice. I should say.
See what he did there? Because Nice is down in France. Yeah.
So that's Nice. Nice.
I heard Nice is nice.
Yes.
The Nice is nice. Shemp said that and hold that lion.
Did you know?
He did.
I don't doubt you. I'm not questioning your knowledge of Stooge facts at all.
Hey, that's right.
Did you know, in the late...
I'm the Sheila Jackson Lee of Stooge facts.
No, no, no. Much, you know what you're talking about. did you know, in the late 80s, United States ranchers were paying a fortune to become ostrich farmers? Apparently, yeah. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
However, South Africa noticed the ostrich boom that was going on in the United States, and in 1993, they started supplying ostriches for the U.S. market. Well, this increased the supply of ostriches, which led to lower prices of ostriches, causing the United States farmers, who paid a fortune to become ostrich farmers, to basically lose a whole lot of money.
Do you remember when it used to be in the store?
Ostrich?
Yeah, ostrich meat. I remember I remember a big ostrich boom.
And then it went away? In the 90s. Just went away?
No, I was busy that week.
Late 80s, early 90s, you were probably doing...
No, I was eating in restaurants.
I don't know what it tastes like.
I wasn't going to grocery stores and buying food.
I had a restaurant in my building that was 5 stars.
I wonder
what it tasted like.
I never had it. I never tried it.
You know, chicken, yeah. I always say that.
I think I've had bison.
Oh, yeah?
I think I've had
bison. Bison burgers are supposed to be really good.
Yeah, probably bison burgers as well. I've been to one of those, what are they called? Brazilian steakhouses.
Yeah, where you get...
all kinds of different cuts of meat, and they just come around your table.
Yeah.
Until you flip the thing over and say,
yeah, that's enough.
I'm good now.
That's enough.
I'll hold. Did you know about the Oklahoma land rush of 1889?
No.
There was a film about it. It's got Tom Cruise in it. It's called Far and Away. And they're immigrants who have come over, and they are going to be involved in the Oklahoma land rush. Anyway.
And they... Just let them run to the...
Well, they had a starting line and a pistol start and said, go get your land.
Yeah.
Pounder's movie.
The United States President Benjamin Harrison made the declaration that on April 22nd, God, we're coming up on the anniversary of this, 1889, at 12 p.m., the unassigned land in Indian Territory would be open for settlement. At the time of the opening, which was indicated by a pistol, you know, a gunshot, 50,000 people were lined up at the starting line to go get their land.
Wow.
Now, here's an interesting side fact to this.
Okay.
There were all sorts of ways to try and beat the rush.
Oh.
There were people who had already crossed and were waiting way out in the distance, and when they heard the gunshot, it's like, okay, I'm jumping out. There was a French dude in a hot air balloon over where he wanted to be and started descending, and when the gunshot went off, he landed and took his land.
Smart guy.
By the way, you know what people who jumped the gun were called?
Gun jumpers?
That's a great line. No, they're actually, the football team took their name after them.
Sooners.
Yeah.
Oh.
No kidding. That's the origin of that?
People who jumped the gun were called Sooners.
Because I was going, what the hell's a Sooner?
Basically a cheater. So it's interesting.
But that's Oklahoma football.
That Oklahoma took the name.
Oklahoma cheats.
What the hell's a uke, too? Go ahead.
So, yeah, that's where the name comes from. The Sooners. Did you know a bronze sword that's more than 3,000 years old was unearthed in Bavaria last year? So this is fairly recent. With a state of preservation so extraordinary that it almost still shines. A 3,000-year-old Bavarian sword. Did you know the death rate for RAF bomber crews during World War II was nearly 50%?
Wow.
Yeah. In the Lancaster bomber. In fact, you know, Ewan McGregor?
Mm-hmm.
He and his brothers are big proponents of supporting and promoting the heroes of the Battle of Britain.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got a couple of documentaries on YouTubes where they go up in a Spitfire in one. His brother is a pilot. And then a Lancaster bomber. There's only one left out of the thousands they made that still flies. Amazing machine. But yeah, the death rate was...
They had a couple of people here at Maxwell not too long ago because the planes were here. The planes that flew over Normandy had a couple of the actors from that show.
I heard Masters of the Air.
Masters of the Air, yes.
I heard about that. I would love to have...
Can you imagine? So what was the magic number? 25 flights?
And then they raised it.
To 27?
Once they had better fighter protection and stuff, they raised that number to 30 or 35.
Yeah. But if you got the... Whoa, boy,
one of the guys in that series.
If you were
series,
on the 25th flight, man. Jeez.
Did you know the United States Merchant Marines had the highest casualty rate of any United States service branch in World War II? Even so, survivors from the Merchant Marines of World War II were denied veteran benefits until 1988.
That's ridiculous. Wow. Those guys took greater risks than a lot of the military units did. God. Especially until they figured out how to deal with the U-boats and they broke the Enigma Code, which is a fascinating story. You know what I watched? We had seen it a long time ago. The Imitation Game.
Yeah.
There's a man who needs to be better known because his genius saved millions of lives. Alan Turing.
Turing, yeah. With Benedict Cumberbatch.
Anything about code breaking and World War II on either the Atlantic the theater or the Pacific theater, I just eat it up.
Absolutely.
I love it. And by the way, they saved so many lives.
There's a great documentary. You know you got the right one if it opens with the scene of them burning everything. Yeah. At Bletchley Park.
Bletchley Park. Yeah. That's another place I'd like to see. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, me too.
I want to do that London tour with the Churchill. You know,
the war rooms. Yeah, you got to do that.
Did you know Hitler was jeered by an angry crowd?
Well, it is a daredevil cow if I ever heard one. He said, jeering Hitler.
Did he say moo or boo?
Talk about dead cow.
Hitler was jeered by an angry crowd in Hof near Nuremberg in 1941. It was the only time that he was opposed to his face in public during his 12 years of rule.
Wow.
Yep.
What do they know that the rest of Germany didn't know?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what...
What's wrong with the fascists we got?
They fascist pretty good, don't they? I'm going to look this up and see if there was a reason as to why that was the case.
I would be curious.
Let's see. It was the... I'm trying to see. As to why that was the case. I don't know. I'll look this up. But anyway, coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about Gussie Bush.
The beer guy that owned the Cardinals?
Yeah. Got a random fact about Gussie Bush. We have a random fact about opium farmers in Australia. We will also tell you about the gunslinger effect. We have a random fact about Mozart. And the Chicago Cubs, all coming up on Random Facts.
All right, it is 7:34. You said you talked to Todd Clark at Tree Masters?
I did. Todd came out, and actually a couple of the guys came out and checked in my backyard and gave me an estimate, and I think I'm going to go ahead and go forward.
We're brothers from another mother. We both had trees that were feeding our pools with mountains of leaves and debris. You got one of those trees that just sheds branches, you know, these skinny branches. It's gone. And they did a phenomenal job. I mean, this was like a Paul Bunyan kind of gig. And how much the watching their crews, so professional, so coordinated, took out three trees, a bunch of stumps, all the bush stumps that were around the pool, a couple of bushes from the front of the house. Just amazing. And my neighbors gathered and watched them do their thing, and they wound up working for four of my neighbors before all was said and done.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they do a great job, you know, trying to clear a tree or take down a tree. That's dangerous stuff. You should have it done. So when it's over, the debris is gone. All you have left is the result you called for in the first place. For an estimate on whatever project you need from Tree Masters, even having a tree cut back so it's not in danger brushing against your home. Again, one of those. Phenomenal team, phenomenal professionalism. Call 676-3638, 676-3638 for Todd Clark and the team at Tree Masters. Get yourself an estimate and get that work done the right way at 735. Here's Skipper.
Well, we have a new accident this morning on Troy Highway at Bell Road. There are injuries involved in that accident. Please watch out for emergency vehicles headed that way. Around Montgomery, we're just very busy. Boulevards light to mostly moderate traffic. I-65 and 85 loaded up this morning with folks heading into Montgomery and passing through. We've got a lot of traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka as well. That's probably the busiest of all of our feeder roads into Montgomery this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated throughout the day when accidents happen.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now,
what did you get back from the IRS?
Five.
Random facts.
Nice refund.
That was the point, yes. Thank you for getting that.
Thanks, I just had it stuffed. Did you know? Why does that sound weird to me?
I don't know.
Wow.
So like a AM radio station in the 60s.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Did you know?
Echo.
Gussie Bush.
Okay.
Chairman of Anheuser-Busch. Whenever Gussie purchased the St. Louis Cardinals, he attempted to name their ballpark Budweiser Stadium. Couldn't do that.
Yeah.
There was some kind of baseball had alcohol advertising rules, yeah. And apparently that wasn't the case. So in response, he decided to name it Busch Stadium, and then 2 years later, made a beer.
Called Busch.
Oh, yeah.
Called Busch. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Baseball's been married to beer from day one. That's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. This was, what year was this?
Of course, Pete Rose ain't in the Hall of Fame because of gambling, but all you see now is gambling.
What
sites.
Year would this have been?
60s.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think that park opened in 68. It was a dump, too.
And then you got the Brewers up there in Milwaukee, right?
Big, one of those big round concrete things they played football into. Yeah. And it had an AstroTurf field. And in the summer, they played the All-Star game there in 1968. I remember as a kid.
Hottest place on earth.
140 degrees on the field in July.
It was terrible. It was concrete monstrosity.
Hopefully Sky was listening, because I know Sky's a huge... Well, he's from St. Louis. He's a big Cardinals... I say he's a big Cardinals fan. He's a big Cardinals critic. I would put it that way.
These days, there's a lot more to criticize than there is to praise.
Now, the new field... Have you been to the new field, the Cardinals?
No, it looks interesting.
It's better. It's a lot better.
Definitely. It's more of a baseball park.
Yeah.
Baseball was not meant to be played in round fields.
So, the only other beer... stadium I can think of is Coors, right? Coors Field? Yeah. Yes.
That's a baseball stadium, yeah.
Yeah, baseball, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know Australian opium farmers kept finding mysterious crop circles in their field? They couldn't figure out what it was, but they finally pinned it on wallabies. Wallabies were going into the opium field and getting high.
Oh.
And then they were just bouncing around in circles.
Really happy wallabies.
They were fantastic. Oh, boy. And they went and they told their friends. Their friends would come in. And they just have a wallaby party there, getting high at night.
Opium fields.
Neil Bohr was a scientist.
Yes.
And he
physicist.
He came up with what's called the gunslinger effect.
I think I've heard this.
What it shows is that for many competing actions, and for the example they use here are people in a duel, you know, Westerners, you know, Western gunslingers drawing their guns.
Yeah.
For many competing actions, the reactor will act faster than the actor. You know what I'm saying? So the person who draws their gun first, person who draws second is going to be faster than that person.
Interesting.
I think you may have come up with that because they used a gun approach to create the first bomb, firing the, I think it was the uranium-235, into each other through a internal weapon system.
Huh.
That's probably where he came up with that.
Not likely, possibly. I didn't read that much further into it. Just the headline, basically.
Neil was a bore, though.
Waka waka.
You know?
That should just be after every single one of them. Wait for it.
I can't find it. Where did I put that? That's a recent addition to the
waka waka
collection
waka,
here.
Waka waka.
It's on.
That works. Did you know Mozart was a big fan of a performer named Adriana Ferenzi del Berni, whatever, Adriana we'll call her. He was a big fan of hers and wrote a song for her, but it was completely a joke. You see, Adriana, who was a performer and could sing, was known for nodding her head down on the low notes and then raising her head high on the high notes. And so the song he wrote caused her to go down and back up and come down and back up and come down. And he just got a big kick out of watching her bob her head up and down.
Well, yeah, that can be fun.
What a panic.
During the song.
Imagine that.
And finally, did you know the Chicago Cubs, their World Series win in 2016.
Remember that, Rich, when we beat the Indians?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, sure.
That was a big deal because like, we were watching it every night to see, like, is this good? Because they went all seven, didn't they?
That was really the highest rated World Series of this whole millennium.
Yeah, they went all seven games for that one, didn't they?
Yeah. And right down to extra innings, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm.
Just like when, you know, with the Red Sox. But go ahead.
I just feel like this was bigger than that, though. Anyway, their rings, their World Series rings, include an engraving of the infamous Billy Goat.
Yeah, the Billy Goat Tavern, right?
Yeah. That was refused entry during the 1945 World Series, which caused the owner to lay a curse on the team. But there is, the Goat is on everybody's World Series ring from that 2016 win. So.
And that tavern was legendary in Chicago. I used to go there once in a while. They had... In fact, the Billy Goat Tavern is the tavern that was used as the premise for the SNL skit with Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was.
All right. And not the Chicago guys sitting around the
No, that's thing. That's that was just a perfect riff on fat Chicago guys.
Yeah, it really was.
The Bears. That's always nice to have some beers and the Bears.
But kiss.
My favorite was the time Chris Farley started to choke. Yeah, he had a heart attack earlier in the meal. He survives that, and then he starts choking, and he finally yaks up an entire pork chop. It was so funny. And I know pigs like that actually live there. March core producer price index up. Inflation news, again, not good today.
Boy, the stock market tanked yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all of your random facts.
All right, we're about to give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. Let me tell you what you can do with $20 at Food Outlet this week, and I'm going to pick up a bunch of these. Actually, I hope there's some left when I get there early Sunday morning at Coliseum Boulevard. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.31 a pound. Just a shake of cricket dust, toss it on the grill. You can chop that into salad. You can make fancy recipes, chicken alfredo, whatever. It's just, you're not going to get a better price on boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.31. And just like the tenders and the chicken breasts are bigger at Food Outlet. They just are. Because sometimes I've been forced to shop at other places if Food Outlet should be out. Usually they are well supplied. And they sell these scrawny little, you call this a breast? It's nothing.
Yes, it's very impressive.
Thanks, I just had it stuck this morning.
No, I said to the butcher one time, I said, this thing needs a falsie to make it look bigger. Rump roast is only $4.41 a pound. That, again, nice hunk of meat. Cook it at a low temperature, like 275, and just let it reach medium rare. Throw a little cricket dust on that, too. It's doing its own juices. You got nice, tender beef. Carolina Pride, sliced bacon, excellent bacon. Two 12-ounce packages for $7. Ice cream, Bluebell, your favorites. Try the gooey butter yellow cake, their newest flavor, because it is just incredible. Florida's natural orange juice, $3.74 for the 52-ounce container of that. Kool-Aid Jammers are $2.57 for the 10-pack, all variety. And your favorite Coke products come in the suitcase pack. That's 24 cans, $9.99. That is absolutely the best soda deal in town right there. $9.99 for 24 packs, suitcase packs of all your favorite Coke products at all three locations, Highway 14 in the Millbrook, on Main Street, west of Highway 31 in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antique Mall. Let's give somebody a $20 head start at Food Outlet with our pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the land rush of 1889. There were about 50,000 people lined up at the starting line for this. But those who jumped the gun were given a name. What was that name? If you jumped the gun on the Oklahoma land rush of 1889, you were called this. What was it?
272-9228 for the answer. 272-9228. First eligible contestant in with the answer wins that $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. But stick around. Follow-up questions get you bonus entries in the grand prize drawing
the
Friday.
The sooner you call, the sooner you win.
J. Scott.
Devilishly clever.
He is.
Very busy all over Montgomery this morning, and our typical morning traffic pattern is in place. We got a little congestion everywhere. The boulevards, I-65 and 85, and almost from our feeder roads into Montgomery. We do have one accident, Troy Highway at Bell Road with injury. Watch out for emergency vehicles at that location. Buckle up. Be safe. No other problems out there at the moment that we are aware of. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Bougie Nails and Spa. Sheer experience and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell Jake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hi, Nathan, you're the first one in today. What is your answer to this question?
Hey, hi.
It'd be a Sooner team.
Sooner is correct.
Just that one word gets you a $20 head start on your next visit to Food Outlet, Nathan. Please hold.
Who did Sooner or Later Love is going to get you?
Grassroots.
Good.
Hammer time.
Hi.
What's going on, guys?
Hey. Let's see. The Cubs World Series ring had something on it. That was one of the last random facts. What did the Cubs World Series ring have on it?
The World Series Billy Goat
Cabbage? Yeah, correct. You guys
did work, yeah. The infamous Billy Goat. Yeah. Back up, Steve.
Hi, back
ready
up, Steve.
For my reviews.
Hey, good morning. Of course, the intros were well-timed. You even gave us a French lesson and told us about the infamous IRS, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
hey, so back to the land rush. Do you know what president was in office in the Oklahoma land rush of 1889?
That was the person that hardly anybody knows about is Benjamin Harrison.
Benjamin Harrison is correct, yes.
I think his middle initial was Benjamin O. Harrison, I believe.
You got it.
All righty. Very windy up here in Millbrook.
Yeah, wind advisory in effect. Thank you.
I watched the documentary, speaking of presidents. It's entitled The Saddest President, and it's about Franklin Pierce.
Wow.
And there's good reason for him to be called
that. I don't know that story. Interesting.
Brilliant guy, sabotaged by the demon realm.
I thought it might be...
a tragedy occurred. But yeah. It's how we cope with it.
I remember that. The one I remember is the diary entry of Roosevelt, I believe, on the day his daughter and wife...
Oh, Teddy.
Yeah.
Same day.
Oh, was his daughter and wife or mother and wife?
His mother.
It was his mother and his wife. And his wife. I thought it was his daughter, yeah.
Yeah, within a few hours of each other. Yeah.
The light has gone from my life.
Yes.
Is his diary entry for that day.
Yes. Yes.
Hey,
yes,
Tom.
Yes.
Happy Thursday.
Hey.
What's up, man? Let's see. This U.S. service branch, according to Jay, had the highest death rate in World War II, but they weren't compensated until 1988. Which branch?
The U.S. Merchant Marines.
That is correct.
Good work. All right. We have had, that was a very good set of random facts and some very bright students in the aftermath. At 7:53.
The Ridge Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
That mega storm system that raced across the Gulf South and caused so many problems. Boy, they're picking up the pieces in Slidell, Louisiana, and there's so many other issues. Somebody died in Mississippi, but it's going to be assaulting the East Coast today. We've got a wind advisory in effect. Steve was just talking about the winds up there in the Millbrook area. So wind gusts could be as high as 30 miles per hour at times today. Temperatures hovering about where they are. They're not going to change much. We're in the mid-60s right now. We stay there, basically, most of the day. Isolated, widely scattered showers can't be ruled out, but the chances are small. Mostly cloudy through tonight. Cooler tonight, low 50. Great weekend forecast. Abundant sunshine Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and beyond, with 73 Friday, teasing 80 degrees Saturday, 83 Sunday, and mid-80s on Monday. A really nice string of storm-free days here in a time of the year, you know, April, when it can be really, really rough. Right now, it's cloudy and 66. A few rays of sun there at 7:54.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
All hail
Thank you. I'm here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers. All hail Troop, because he is running the place. It is just him, and that is who you're going to talk to. It's kind of nice to know that, you know, we were talking earlier about post offices run by one person.
Yeah.
This jewelry store is run by him, and he is easy to get in touch with. You can email him. You can send him a text. You can give him a call. The number is 260-0066. Now, that number will put you in touch with him. If he doesn't answer, you can leave a message, but the guy that will call you back and respond to you and send you a text, whatever, any response you get back from Heirloom Jewelers is coming from Troop Booth, the owner, the operator, the guy who is making the decisions. The buck stops there with him. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it is by appointment only because it is just him. So call him, set up an appointment, and go by and see the piece that you're interested in, or bring the piece that you're interested in having Troop take a look at. You guys can discuss it over the phone or through text with pictures, but eventually he's going to want to look at this piece that you have in person to give you that free evaluation and tell you what that piece of jewelry is worth, and he can probably help get it sold for you as well. He's looking to buy gold and coins. Gold is at a high that he is willing to pay top dollar for, and if you want to turn that into store credit, you'll get even more value out of that piece you're trying to sell. They're located on Vaughn Road at 6948 Vaughn Road, just there near Watchman Drive, but they're also located online on Facebook and on Instagram and at their website, heirloomjewelers.com.
All right, some of the things coming up, some of the oddest pet name on this National Pet Day celebration. And 15 random, you do random facts, I've got random signs.
Okay.
That you are an old person now. We'll have all 15 of those coming up next hour. And, God, I don't know how to describe this. Just an absolutely 100% 24 karat
fascinating
fact about how the percentage of men that use the phone while they're at their urinal. Right now, though, it's 7:57. We have the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. consumer prices increased more than expected in March as Americans continued to pay more for gasoline and rental housing. The shipping industry's pledge to limit its carbon footprint may suffer a setback as the current Red Sea crisis prompts it to use more vessels and take longer routes to ensure the smooth sailing of global maritime trade. Houthi militant attacks on vessels passing through the southern Red Sea have choked trade through the Suez Canal. The National Transportation Safety Board is conducting a new round of interviews with Boeing and Federal Aviation Administration personnel this week in its probe into the January Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 in-flight emergency. Uber is boosting its safety features for passengers around the world, including encrypted audio recordings, PIN verification, and live location sharing. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Earlier, Troy Highway at Bell Road with injuries. We're hoping they're about to get that one taken care of. And we are still very busy this morning on I-65 and 85, Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka, our busiest roads into Montgomery this morning. Please buckle up, drive carefully. We will let you know if accidents happen. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequently